I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us in studio now, Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter. Mike, appreciate the time, man.
What's
excited.
Up, big show? So, Leroy, no Brown County Arena. Gone.
Oh, it's gone now?
Really? It's gone.
Oh, my.
No Pepper Burris. You know, that's
weird.
Yeah.
Pepper, yeah.
26 years, yeah. The trainer of the Green Bay Packers, and then he retired just after the last minicamp.
Officially.
Yeah.
So he's out of the building.
Ron Wolf gets hired in Green Bay.
Didn't he bring him from the Jets?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
And who was that before that, Gary? Was Dominic?
Gentile.
Yeah, Gentile.
Yeah.
Domo.
And who's the doctor, though? Brusky.
Brusky.
And Ron Brusky. Wolf, first thing he did is he told Bob Harlan, I'm bringing in this guy from the Jets.
Yeah.
26 years as a guy that you see there, you know, when a player goes down.
Amazing.
Taking care of the players during practice, you know, with a staff of kids out there getting the Gatorade, getting the water to the players and all that. It's just kind of, you know, it's different. It's just, it's another.
But he developed Flea.
Yep.
And four or five guys up there who've gotten jobs other places because of underneath Pepper.
Right. I mean, he basically, you know, trained his replacements as well. But it's, and a guy, though, that when the NFL would have their seminars and stuff, you know, Pepper Burris from Green Bay is one of the leaders and all that. So it's just another strange, different turning of the page up in Green Bay.
Well, I was up there a couple of weeks ago for the first preseason game, and I went up and broke the rules after 10 o'clock. Apparently, you're not supposed to be on the ski hill. So I walked up there right around midnight and just wanted to get the look around the city.
What is wrong with you?
You can't even remember where Big Lots was, and you don't even remember that you're standing on where the Kmart was.
Yeah.
The whole area is completely different, so they tore down the Brown County arena.
It's all gone, man. And they're putting up a new one there, but it's just, I remember you could, at the start of trading camp, you could run into Green Bay Packers like Corey Williams there picking up what are you doing, man? Buying a fan for the dorm room, you know?
So now this is when you're moved out of the dorm room and they're getting closer and closer into their regular season action here.
We were regular season today. Today was a Friday. Hey, Gary, this is great now.
Tell me.
Instead of that nonsense, you know, like 4 years ago, McCarthy paying way too much attention to the GPS and whatever.
And he said,
you know what? No more Friday run through practice.
Right. Hit it on Saturday.
Instead of, you know, like you do your run through practice, you go 100% in helmets and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 2 o'clock, you're out of there and you got your Friday night off and you be with your family and all that. And then, you know, be at the airport the next day by 11 a.m. because we're getting on the plane and flying to our road game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, no. We're going to bring you back in on Saturday. We're going to have our run through practice on Saturday because even marathon runners, if they run the day before they run a marathon, they've got more energy on the day of the race and all that. Well, let's see. They missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Didn't seem to make a difference when it came to injuries.
Rollins got hurt the day before?
Yes. Yes. So
they're going to go back to the old school.
Good recall on that, by the way. So today was a Friday, and LaFleur said, no, Friday I'm going to work on the red zone. Which means, and you know what that means? It's like, I know what the injury report is on the Bears Thursday night at 9. So I can spend another hour or two. I can change my red zone stuff, and then we're going to run that on the field. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
That's a big dub.
You know, and all that. And I'll tell you what. You know what McCarthy used to do is he moved that run through to Saturdays before they had to get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Friday mornings, that was the spa day when they brought in the masseuses.
Right, they brought in the masseuses and stuff. Yeah.
And the acupuncture guys and all that. And it's like, you know, you were supposed to report by about 9 or 10, but it was all the soft tissue stuff. And by the way, those are the days that McCarthy got the massage.
Yes,
allegedly.
Oh, up the back stairwell when the masseuse would come through?
Those were the quarterback meetings he was missing on Friday because, the masseuse is coming in tomorrow.
I could use my back's a little stiff. I could get a couple.
All that standing, Mike. You know, all that standing around.
Well, you know, sure.
Well, Aaron Rodgers' back was a little stiff. I mean,
well, yeah, and that's why he sat down on Thursday night.
So it's just just all those kinds of things. Today was such a great locker room, and guys were engaged, and you could see their meetings, And then so then they're going to go to Winnipeg tomorrow afternoon. They play the game Thursday night. And then, you know, they won't get home till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning Friday morning. And then he's taking them all out to dinner 4:30 on Friday afternoon.
Nice.
For a team, you know, you sleep in till 9 or 10. It's sort of your day off. You know, it's your Monday. But we'll have a team get together there. You know, you have your Saturday off. Then we'll get back at it on Sunday. But, you know, he's keeping this now. He's starting this now to lead up to the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday kind of feel for a Thursday night opener in Chicago against the Bears.
How have you felt right now at this point in camp? Because of all the camps that you've been in, like, this is the dog day part where you're right. You're finally into Chicago. You're into a game week feel, like you're going to start preparing for week one. But you still do have two more games for these guys to make rosters. The morale in the locker room, you make it sound like, is better than it's been in years past up there.
Well, the big frustration with this young coaching staff is this, is the coaching staff is at the wall in terms of getting these younger guys to understand what's going on in the playbook. And they're frustrated. LaFleur and these guys are frustrated, and they're putting themselves it on them as coaches. Like, what are we missing? And I wonder if LaFleur's trying to think, how did we do this in Atlanta? How did Kyle Shanahan have these guys going by 15? By 16, we went to the Super Bowl. And everybody was up to the speed on these motions and quicker offense. You know, were those guys a little older? Did we have a little more?
Maybe you had smarter football players.
Well, you know, Dexter Williams out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So here's what you come out of the Ravens game, and the head coach admits, punch drunk and tired after watching the tape on the film on the way back at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, the day after that Raiders game, he admits, and the Ravens were more physical than us. Well, they are. They're always a physical team.
Mm-hmm. Bears will be more physical than you too.
So he got his coaches together and he said, here's what we're doing. We're going to simplify this. We'll go helmets and shorts. We want to be quick, but we got to get these reps with Kaiser and Boyle and Wilkins, the three quarterbacks, and we got to figure out who the running back's going to be. We can't hand the ball off to 5-6 different guys and you only get 2 or 3 carries. We got to pick one or two and run the damn football, because we have to run the football to give Boyle or Deshaun Kaiser a chance at pulling off this play action stuff.
Look, I could be wrong on this, but
so here's what they did. They set up this practice, and on the very first play, Dexter Williams misses the assignment. And LaFleur goes
nuts.
Like he doesn't go nuts. He just, you're out. He gives him the hook. It's like, and you could see the frustration. Like, we just spent all day Saturday laying out this scripting and telling you exactly what the plays are. You can study this on your own. How do you blow this in the very first series?
Because you don't study it.
On top of that, though, he kicked it up in terms of being physical. It was thud plus. I mean, dudes were wrapping up. Dudes were, you know, on defense, they were chugging these guys, these receivers, these ball carriers, and they were wrapping up. And a couple of running backs went down to the ground, and there was no whistles, there's no screaming or anything like that, because they were asking defense to be more physical. And sure enough, they're getting out the donuts and that kind of stuff, you know, the donut pads and all that. So he's trying to up that. But overall, offensive coaches are frustrated. Like, why can't we get these third and second and third stringers to on the same page?
Listen, there is a reason outside of cheating that the New England Patriots have been as good as long as they've been. And you have a team that believes in game planning week to week based on what the opponent does. Defensively and offensively, they adjust, right?
Yes.
Then we had Mike McCarthy, who was going to run his crap no matter who they play. Doesn't really matter. I'm running my stuff. I'm not changing what I do. There is a reason why New England is able to do what they do year in and year out, and people can't figure it out. I'll tell you why. Because they have figured out what football players can pick up and run quickly what they do. Now, I don't know the questions they ask them or how they can figure out how they process stuff and as quickly as they process stuff. But you don't see guys like this making big-time mistakes. They get coached up quick, and you go and you play. And for me, some of these other teams, I don't think they've figured out how to figure out football smarts and who can process stuff quickly and be out there and producing at an earlier age. And I think New England has figured it out. I don't know what the secret formula is for it, but I think they've got it.
Well, the secret formula is that they do those joint practices. That's all they do.
But that doesn't help you remember stuff.
Well,
like he's saying,
it helps you pick it up quicker because you're live and you got to know
true.
It.
Yeah, you're right.
And you got to know it, and you got to know it now. And there is no lag time, and you're studying, because if you don't know what to do, you can't be in there. You know, and nobody's brother-in-law, nobody's taking it easy.
Right.
I mean, their practices, because they do so many joint practices on warp speed 125 more than anybody else's. Because you don't know what another team's going to do. Like, you know, like Trevor got knocked out. Like, who else got hit? Sternberger got hit.
He can't.
That stuff ain't happening with teams,
no.
With your team. They ain't doing that.
And if it does, so, that guy's in trouble.
Right.
So the youth and the energy of this young LaFleur coaching staff is a breath of fresh air. And the attention to detail, like on a Saturday morning, you're talking to Sean Menenga, the special teams coordinator. And you're talking about this battle, and it's a true battle, at kicker for Mason Crosby. You guys done the money, how much money they would save if they moved on from Mason Crosby
and
picked Ficken?
Legit $3.5 million.
Yeah, but you know,
signs with the Bears, yeah, and then you got to deal with that.
I know, Ryan Longo went to the Vikings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you lost a game to him or two.
No, can't
but
do it.
But the bottom line is, like, you know, it's like these guys are also probably thinking, well, maybe this isn't the Super Bowl year. But I'll tell you what, there's no allegiance to anybody there. Lane Taylor knows that Elgton Jenkins is bigger and stronger than him. And it's only a matter of time with his job at left guard. He pretty much told us that. And at the same time, he's being a pro because you know what? You know who taught him? Josh Sitton,
mm-hmm.
who got unceremoniously yanked on Labor Day weekend a couple of years ago, right? That's just the way it goes. And Lane is already mentally prepared for that. Not to say he's not going to make it to that cut.
Every guy is, though.
But yeah, every guy is. So had that conversation today. The big thing that came out of yesterday, though, was Rodgers. And, you know, after he saw Jordy go down, jumping for a ball in the flats on a sunny day in Pittsburgh and come down and blow out his ACL and lose a whole season, that dude, Aaron Rodgers, has only been in 6 series in 12 preseason games. He wants nothing. He wants to do nothing with it. And he's also making the point that, why do I want to go in a game against the Raiders where they're not showing anything, we're not going to run anything, this is a waste of my time. And it's like his offensive coordinator Hackett said over the weekend, you have to mentally challenge this dude. You know, you don't come into quarterback meetings with your math 101 book.
Do not.
But this guy is playing calculus.
As Gary said, and I agree, do not get up in front of the press after you lose to the Bears, if you lose to the Bears, and tell anybody in that press corps, well, we're not on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, give us a little while. Because nobody wants to hear that.
You had
I don't want to hear
it. But here's what he said yesterday. He said, look, today, I don't know if you guys realize this, that was all unscripted. When we move the ball today, LaFleur is reacting to down and distance. I'm making adjustments, you know, by what Mike Pettine has thrown at me. I'm seeing more from Mike Pettine than I will ever see in 4 preseason games. He's challenging me. He's flipping the defense. I've got to look at Geronimo and say, hey, man, all of a sudden, Pettine's made you the strong side. You've got the double team. Devontae's over there. So I've got to make a signal. It's like, Geronimo, you've got to run Devontae slant. And Devontae, you're the guy making the deep one on the one-on-one. He's got to make sure that these guys are on that. So he says, I'm getting more stimulus, more challenge in practice than I ever could in a preseason game. And if you really need to be out there to hand off the ball to Aaron Jones and, you know, do a couple of play action fakes and all that, fine. Now, I still believe in that. It's football. And you've got to get some snaps in there.
Sure.
And I don't know why they didn't take advantage of putting them in there for a couple of games in front of 60,000 people at Lambeau Field against the Texans.
Tom Silverstein.
That's what they should have done.
Yep.
Mike, appreciate it, man. This is awesome. It's always great when we get to see Mike Clemens in studio.
Always is.
Because he's just killing it up in Green Bay. And you can go and sleep, I think, is the best part, too. And sleep before Thursday night's game.
Yeah, sleep is for wimps, baby gosh.
Mike is brought to you, as always, by Clemens. You stop by. Mike Clemens is brought to you by Chili's. You stop by Chili's today and chill with Mike Clemens. A 3-for-$10 meal, starter, entree, and a drink for just $10. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay, featuring newly renovated guest rooms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.